I was brought up in a Christian home, so I guess faith for me was very much part of my parents, the way they chose to bring me up. Bible reading and prayer were always a part of everyday life. We lived in the countryside. My little chapel that I went to was built by my family, and it was mud walled and thatched. And you might even have noticed it if you've been to the New Forest sometime. And so my family have been Christians for generations, and growing up, that was life. That was life. We were a Christian family. But somehow I always knew that I had to make a commitment to Christ myself. And that was a bit of a struggle, really, because it seems quite embarrassing to have to go and declare to people that you have become a Christian. So it wasn't just part of the way we lived. It was, I knew that I had to make a commitment to Jesus. And when I was about 12, I guess, there was quite a lot of talk at that time. There were all sorts of committees, conventions and things going on. There were Billy Graham things happening and other evangelistic missions. And my brother, when I was about 12, and he was probably about 15, therefore, he and his friends were taken to a mission by somebody called David Cole. He was a Methodist, young Methodist missionary. And to my surprise, my brother and his mates got up and went forward and made a commitment in this meeting, which was a bit of a surprise, really, because he's not that kind of person. He doesn't really talk about things like faith or anything. But he did this brave thing of going forward to say he wanted to be a Christian. And for me, I was wheeled off to various evangelistic meetings, and there was always this embarrassing, worrying thing about people being invited to go forward to say they wanted to be a Christian. And I didn't really enjoy that. Partly I knew that I had to commit my life to Christ, but partly it was just very, very embarrassing. And wasn't quite sure why I couldn't just sit there and make my own decision, commitment. But gradually, inside my head, I knew that I was a Christian. It wasn't just what my family did or believed. I knew that I knew God and he knew me. And one day, my mum said to me, "Is there any reason why you shouldn't take communion?" Which in the small Baptist chapel was quite a significant step. So I said, "Yeah, fine." And really, that time in my life, at the beginning of my teens, just being in secondary school, my faith became real, and I knew that Jesus was with me every day and helping me. There were, of course, things that were difficult, and apart from anything else, people in school mainly weren't Christians, and they sometimes made it a bit difficult for me. One thing, I guess, for me was that I didn't feel like some people seem to feel, like they'd got huge stories about how they were converted from evil ways. I knew that wasn't my story, but it was just a gradual growth in my relationship with Christ and with knowing that he was the one who got hold of me rather than me having chosen him. And life went on, and there are various trials, of course, as there are for all of us, but always God was there. And here we are 60 years later ish, and I know that God has been faithful to me and has always looked after me and continues to call me to follow him. But one of the things I think I've felt as I've grown in my faith is that it's not me who's chosen to hold on to God. He is the one who holds on to me. So even when I know at various points in my life I have drifted off and thought, oh, perhaps with a guilty conscience I won't join in with this, even so, I know that Christ has held on to me. And I am just so sure of that, of my God, who says, I will never leave you or forsake you.